You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. Here are Dr. Mike, Dr. Deb Lonser, and Joe Galuski.
Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip in 5 minutes. If you worry, you are not alone. 4 out of 10 of us worry a lot every day. Catherine Tristan, her book is called Why Worry? Stop Coping and Start Living. And here's Dr. Mike again. Dr. Mike?
So, Joe, do you worry about getting your wife red roses delivered on Valentine's Day?
Here's my worry today.
How long have you been married, first of all?
40 years tomorrow.
40 years, wow. Ooh,
wow, happy anniversary.
So here's something to worry about. As of 2 o'clock this afternoon, I had nothing for her for a gift. Tell me that isn't something to worry about.
Now, did you get it? Did you go online and get one delivered?
You can't have something delivered online. No, I did get her something before we came on the air today. So you
solved your worry by taking action.
I thrive under pressure. That's pressure. So
okay, and I have her. I sign up for an online delivery service. and work that way because of my time. But I've done it every year for a number of years, and so they just remind me to send it.
That's
I'm
proactive.
All set. Yeah. But I'm all set.
Uh-oh, I'm in trouble if she's listening to the show, right? But that is one of the ways of taking action, right? It is one of the solutions to worry, is to get around it by actually acting on the worry so it is taken care of.
Yeah, being proactive, those are the good side of worry. Where we go wrong is that we imagine the worst case scenario instead of the best. But 85% of what we worry about never happens. And even when it does happen, that's bad things happen. 80% of people felt they handled it better than they thought they would. So imagine the best case, not the worst, and do. Be proactive, make plans, get things done.
Yeah, see, I actually imagine that they'll get delivered on time and in the right condition. Someone has emailed us, and they wanted to review your core, and I'll do it quickly, but you can do it in more. Core is choice, outlook, risk, and embracing your spirit intuitive side. So now you can do it in a better way than I just did it, Catherine.
No, well, that was good. You know, choice is so huge. Is do I agree with these worry thoughts? And it's better to mostly disagree. Outlook, how can I change my outlook, or am I willing to consider this from a different point of view? Change that outlook. Turn it around. Risk, am I willing to get out of my comfort zone to improve my situation? How can I take that leap of faith to believe in myself? And then, you know, embracing your spiritual side, look at things from a higher perspective. And lots of bad things happen, but lots of people bounce back from them as well.
I got an email just now from someone who had asked for advice from us in a prior week and said, my spirit has lifted enough that my wife has said we can have relations again. So, but it brings up the sense of, she, I suppose, was protecting herself from feeling down because he was having a down spirit. How do you protect yourself if your significant other or your spouse or your closest friends are in a negative mood?
You know, you can buy into it. You know, there are things called mirror neurons, and so we mirror someone else's emotions. But sometimes what I do with a negative person is I almost just envision a block, invisible shield between the two of us. And I don't try to solve their problems because maybe they just want to talk about it. Don't try to fix it. And then also, you know, just sometimes allow them to have a bad day and allow them to be by themselves. I don't think you have to necessarily buy into it.
And the book is Catherine Tristan's Why Worry, Tristan. Joe?
Okay, and the publisher, by the way, is Atria Books. It's a division of Simon & Schuster Productions. Time for Dr. Mike Roizen's Real Age Tip of the Week.
On You, the Owner's Manual. This is the Real Age Tip of the Week with Michael Roizen, MD.
And this one is why sitting too long can kill you. Yes, if you spend most of your time, say at the office all day, then lounging on the sofa all evening, can exercise make up for it? Not really, according to Australian research. A recent study found that more than 200,000 adults aged 45 and older for 3 years, and it followed them. Those who sat 11 or more hours per day, boy, I can't even imagine. I do have a treadmill desk, so I stand at my desk much of the day, and then I do walking meetings. But I can't even imagine people sitting for 11 hours or more per day. They're 40% more likely to die in that period, that three-year period, than those who sat fewer than 4 hours a day. It gets worse. Even if they exercised after 11 hours of sitting, they didn't ablate the risks. They were the same as if they had sat and not exercised. So the key is not sitting 11 hours a day. Now, what happens if you sit in front of your TV and work out on an exercise machine? That is, if you're sitting on a bike and put your bike in front of your TV, well, that doesn't count as sitting. That's actually physical activity. So you want to do physical activity at least 150 minutes per week, as recommended by a whole bunch of people. But it's 21 minutes per day, but that doesn't really make it. What you really want to do is get up and walk every hour or two and do some standing, do walking meetings. Walk, watch, stand up while you watch the TV or put an exercise bike, splurge. They don't cost that much, those Schwinn bikes. And you can put it in front of the TV. You can even buy two, one for you, one for your bride or spouse, as a Valentine's Day gift, and both of you sit in front of the TV on the bikes and exercise. We actually did that for a couple that was overweight on the Dr. Oz show, and one lost 50 pounds and one lost 80 pounds, because while you're using the Schwinn bike, which has arms and legs, it's very hard to eat at the same time. And that is the Real Age tip of the week. Don't sit too long.
How about poor truck drivers? I imagine those guys have to sit all those hours.
I think they've got there are some occupations you sit a lot, but what happens is when they go to a truck stop or when they get out, they should get out and exercise even when they go to the weigh-ins and then walk around. And then when they get to wherever they're going, don't sit. You know, walk around at the in their hotel room or wherever they get it. When they go home, get a treadmill in front of the TV, and that's how they should watch the TV if they want to watch
it. Yeah, and how do they eat when they go to the truck stop diners, right?
Standing up.
Standing up. A lot of gravy and French fries and everything.
But that's eating French fries. It's tough to eat it standing up.
Yeah, that's true.
Subway is much better.
Hour number one is history. Hope you enjoyed it. Listen, if you miss any of the show, you can go to radiomd.com. And dial us up, all the interviews and top medical news stories of the week. Now, coming up in the second hour, it's Dr. Gary Ginsberg with What's Toxic and What's Not. Dr. Arthur Perry won't be joining us today, but still a lot of interesting information to talk about in Dr. Mike's Real Age Tip of the Week for hour number two. So stay with us. Don't go anywhere. And thank you for listening today to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guaranteed Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.